This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We can relate to this next email. This guy said this happened at work while I was listening to your show on headphones. So I'm at work, needed to use the John. My boss generally is a complete ass to me, but I just smile and nod. When I walk past him, he even still seemed ungrateful for running into me. So anyway, no big deal. I just keep on moving. I'm dropping a deuce, listening to your show, when I hear someone walk in. It's my boss, and he's on the phone with an employee. I finish up and flush the toilet, take a second to get myself together, open the door to the stall. There he is, standing at the urinal, with his pants and underwear around his ankles, his ass completely out while peeing, still on the phone with another employee. I know without a doubt he knows I saw him because the stall doors face the urinals directly. I quickly go to wash my hands to avoid him, but alas, he gets off the phone and starts talking to me. He is by far much nicer to me than he's ever been before. I retreat to my office and send you guys this email. I can't talk to my coworkers about this, so I had to send this email and share it with you guys. What the hell? So he could just be, because there's a guy here like this.
Yeah.
Oh, the pants down full.
The full pants down peer at a urinal, which I thought was unbelievably rare. Maybe it's not as rare.
I think it's rare.
You think maybe he tried to go three quarters and they just,
because he was on the phone?
Yeah, they slipped. But when they slip, you're screwed because if you're peeing.
He was at a urinal, this guy, though, right?
The boss standing at a urinal on the phone, pants on the floor.
My gut says the slip, but you never know. You never know.
I don't feel like it's, maybe it's a slip. I doubt it, though. I feel like if you're one of those, like, ankle pants or your ankle peers, you got to go into a stall, man.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, 100%. Like, there's no way your ass should be out at a urinal ever.
No, that's wild.
I think we all agree on that.
And then to just be talking on the phone, and I wonder how many conversations with men I've had to have done this. No.
I know I've done it.
But Chuck will normally tell you.
Yeah, my pants are at my ankles.
You'll say. No, you just, I don't even have to tell you. That's where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just every time.
Just know, when you're talking to Chuck, his pants are at his ankles.
I have no pants on.
there's not a chance that he was.
No, I don't think so.
Hitting on him?
No.
What a way to advertise, huh?
That's weird. Ooh. Yeah. I don't know what the hell. Some people just do. They piss like they're in kindergarten.
I don't get it. How do you raise to the ranks of manager, though, if you are an ass-out pisser?
That's it.
It seemingly helps. It seemingly, you have a lot of weird quirks. You're going to rise right up.
Wow.
That's what I think.
There's something to that, right? Like, if you get to the top of something, it's like you got a lot of problems, probably.
Yeah.
I'd love to do, we couldn't do it because you couldn't tape in a bathroom, but I'd love to do like a test and send James into like bathrooms at, you know, stadiums and theaters and stuff with his pants down around his ankles peeing.
Oh my God.
And see how people would react to it.
I would gladly do it.
I know you
would. Yeah, I know you would. I know you would, but we'd never be able publicly to take the reaction because we'd be arrested for taping in the restrooms.
I'd have to pee with my pants and my ankles out in a parking lot.
Then you'll get arrested.
You go right to jail. Electrical poles and drop my drawers and take a pee.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
Okay.
Maybe it's like psychological warfare. Maybe that's how he dominates at the office.
You don't know.
You know, he's like, you know, ever since I've been putting my underwear at my ankles, everybody respects me.
I do think that's kind of a boss move because it's not something you'd expect. And he doesn't care. He's like, you want to see my ass? Are you going to see my ass? I don't care if you see my ass.
The guy here cares.
Do you think he cares?
I don't think he cares about anything, really.
I think Lisa's right on the money.
That's what I mean. So it is an element. James is on to something. It's that.
It's
that
like F-U?
It's that F-U to everybody.
Okay, about the guy. He doesn't really have that attitude, though.
No. I know. That's why I think there might
There's
be
a disconnect,
slip.
Though.
Yeah.
You want to one-up the guy who's peeing with his pants at his ankles?
Yes,
you take a deuce with the door open.
All right, you know, door open.
Deuce.
You
make eye contact. Imagine.
You make eye contact to establish dominance while you're pooping with the door open.
Man,
you like
man.
What you see?
I forget where I was. You know what happened to me? I went into a bathroom, and a guy came in right at the same time as I was going in there, and I think we both thought it was going to be this big bathroom.
Yeah.
But it was a very small bathroom, and they had one urinal and one toilet, and they were very close.
Yeah.
And he was at the urinal, and then I'm just like, I'm in there, and I'm like, I think I should pee. So I'm like, if I start peeing right next to him, and I'm like, this is close.
Well, you mean like so,
it's like a two? I think it was
so.
Like
a, it was there wasn't a closed in toilet. It was just an open toilet. Like it's almost like two of you shouldn't have been in there
exactly.
at the same time.
But he kind of forced his way past me, and then I'm in there, and I'm like, hey, I think this is happening.
Yeah, no, that was a one person restroom.
There was no
yeah.
lock on the door.
No, like because we both kind of he was real pushy, right? And I was waiting, and I just had kind of just stepped in, and he had forced his way in too, and then we're both in there. Oh. And I'm like, I think we're peeing together now.
Yeah, no, that was way too intimate.
Yeah.
That
was a one-person bathroom. And yeah. then I got to wait on him to wash his hands because he pushed his way past me to get to the sink.
I never want to pee next to someone open-faced toilet peeing
yeah,
next
no.
to me.
That's what it was. Yeah,
oh, man.
I did that. I felt very like, I was like, this is wrong.
Yeah, you knew it was wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, you knew it was
wrong. Yeah, you had a very intimate encounter with another man.
It was wild, dude. Yeah. I was like, we're doing this. Like, because he was very businessman. He's got a lot of things to do. He wasn't really paying attention to
a power bathroom user.
Yeah, but then I think he thought, like I did, it was going to be, we were going to open it
that's
up.
That's what I think. Both of you didn't know the lay of the land.
Right.
And it cost
and
you.
And then
guys.
It was a piss standoff.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. Well, it wasn't even, because he was going. And then I'm like,
You're in there already.
Go.
I think, sorry, Eddie, you made the wrong move there. You probably, even because he beat you in,
yeah.
he gets the rights. He,
yeah.
He's it first not.
I beat him in, though.
Yeah, he's see, that's the thing. But he was peeing first.
Yeah, because he
charged in.
He charged in and went right to the urinal. I was stuck in there, too, because I'd have to, where the urinal was,
I would have had to scooch by him.
A pissing man.
You have to think fast in those situations. It's hard sometimes.
You do. Yeah. I didn't think fast enough, Lisa. It wasn't my sparks weren't flying enough in there.
Don's with us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Good morning, Don. How are you? We're talking about this listener who was watching a guy pee with his pants down. Turns out it was his boss. Ass out. You had a comment.
Hey, morning, guys. Penis boss. You guys are great.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Penis.
So I was just driving to work, and I heard this the email. My first thought was, how did you take his pants back up? His butt's out. It's exposed. You're in a men's bathroom.
And he better bend down
I
and
think
pick
they
him
just
up.
Bend down.
Got to bend
These
down
These guys
and pick
don't
up.
Care no. that you're going to see the goatsy.
Ooh, man. Bare butt on the air?
Yeah, dude. 100%.
Yeah, that's it. That's how it works out.
Yeah. That's the only way to do it.
Bare butt on
Unless
the air.
Unless you do a squat.
I didn't see another way around it.
Yeah, no. Well, you could turn, I guess, and shield your beehole.
I mean, I don't want you to do, like, the sexy stripper move with, like, the straight legs and just bending.
Oh, my God.
Like, don't do the straight legs. Like, give it, you know. Give it a little bend. Go get them.
Yeah, you got
a
curtsy kind of.
You know, like curtsy. You got a curtsy. I don't want to see the curtsy. Straight leg. You know, like.
I don't know how you guys can handle
curtsy. You can't really curtsy picking
no,
up your
but
underwear.
You can't just do like don't. This.
You can't just
you can't do that.
You gotta bend you gotta, over. How else are you gonna pick your pants
I think
up?
You gotta like you go. Gotta, you gotta go down.
No, you can't do no. Either like, way, your b-hole's out.
Yeah.
It's out, but that. It's not as out. As far.
You guys.
It's less out.
You can't be... If you're peeing with your pants around your ankles, you're not being dainty putting them back on.
I'm just saying.
I don't care, really.
You can't try and look man sexy.
Dainty.
You can't be dainty. There's no daintiness involved.
Man.
Someone said the same thing happened to him that happened to you, Andy, but he was at the urinal, and then a guy came in and sat on the toilet and started to poop.
See, that's wild.
See, that's the thing.
But why don't they have locks on these doors? Usually if it's a one-person bathroom, they always have a lock.
Yeah, but not, we both, it was a very, it was a comedy of errors, because it was like, I had gotten in, he had gotten in, kind of forced.
Yeah, like the door was open.
We're like, it looked around, he starts pissing, and then I'm like, I mean. Yeah.
I will say, that's happened to me once, and I walked in, and before I could even realize it was a one-person bathroom, I was like, starting to whip my dong out.
Yeah.
And so I realized, I didn't lock the door.
Mm.
Luckily, no one came in, but it was one of those situations where you're expecting to just walk into a bathroom and do your business, and you think it's going to be a regular bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time, so if there was someone in front of me, and it was just a men's bathroom, and some guy walked in, I'd be hot on his heels trying to get in there. I expect it to be bigger than it is. If you don't know the lay of the land, it can bite you.
It wasn't a cover. Because sometimes, too, you'll get into, like, a two-person bathroom, and there'll be, like, maybe a couple of urinals and then, like, a stall with a door on it. This wasn't like that. It was urinal, open toilet.
Yeah, that's a one-person bathroom.
I was like, I don't think we're supposed to be doing this, bud.
No. I'm sure he even was like, oh, man.
It was awkward it's for him weird. As well. Yeah, yeah, I knew we both had startled each other.
Yeah.
Someone Wild. Said, the owner of my company, a 70-year-old Indian man, he does the same thing at a urinal. He pees with his pants down. Had to find out the hard way.
Mm.
That is very strange.
I wonder what it is. Like, is it they have a stream that goes everywhere and they're trying not to get piss on their pants? Or what's the purpose of that?
I honestly, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know?
Because the dude here pees everywhere.
That's it.
It's all over his pants, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Chuck is with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hello.
How are you?
Good, man. You have something different craziness that happens in your work bathroom.
I do. By the way, penis.
Penis.
So I've got a guy at work. He's a little of a germaphobe, and like clockwork. And I've walked in, and other people have walked in on him washing his nuts in the sink.
No, nuts. You're kidding, dude. The guy washes his balls in the sink at work?
Yes. Mm. I swear on my father's soul.
Oh, wow.
It is an image I will never get out of my mind.
Man. Dude, that's not cool. That's not. He should have to be in like a bathroom by himself.
You'd need a special ball sink to do that. I mean,
no, the regular sink works just fine.
It's very
I guess ours would. Ours would.
But why though?
Water.
Chuck.
He's just a germaphobe, and I do have to say the sink is ball level. So.
Oh, man.
You can't just be giving guys ball-level sinks. Of course, you're going to start. There's going to be a couple of them that go
rascals.
Crazy.
How dirty are your balls getting when you go to the bathroom?
Maybe he's got a hot date, and he's got to freshen up before he goes and meets his lady or friend, whoever's going to go down there and play with those balls.
Or freshen them up. Just like me. You sit a while.
We did have the FedEx guy who showed up one day to drop off packages, happened to use that bathroom. He walked in, opened the door, and screamed and ran out.
Because he saw the guy washing his balls.
I couldn't imagine. Absolutely. Seeing
that. Oh, you got to put a sign on. Caution, man could be washing balls in here. Like, you got to give people a heads up or something.
You can't just be spanking them around. Getting them all sudsy.
I'm amazed. So is it a smaller workplace? Because a bigger workplace, this wouldn't fly. Someone from HR would have to talk to the ball washer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too many people. A crew of maybe 8 or 9.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's. I mean, give him some wipes or something. He can do it in a stall. He shouldn't be able.
Yeah,
to do
you got
to
get.
Sink.
They make like these man wipes or whatever. They're
he needs to learn about.
Be
the
careful
ball.
With
freshen
them.
Thanks
they
for calling
amazing,
in.
But.
I just feel like I guess I don't run into a lot of ball level sinks. I'm kind of a short dude.
Oh yeah, no, you know I'd have to.
For me, I'd have to crawl up on our sink on my knees and
exactly.
really get in there.
I know.
I was going to truly wash my balls.
Yeah. I'd almost self-castrate myself by trying to get him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like there's easier ways.
I'd make a mess, I think.
Yeah, it's just not where you do it.
And then I'd look like I pissed myself because I'd have water everywhere.
Someone else that people keep pointing out is that always, Lisa, luckily you don't get to see this, though, at urinals there's always a piss puddle. I never understand it. I don't know how you don't get your pee in a urinal.
Yeah.
But there's always a piss puddle around your urinal. So if you take your pants down, you're putting them right in that piss bottle.
It's going right in
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah.
Victor's in Tampa. Victor has a comment here. Good morning, man.
Hey, how you doing? I love the show.
Thanks, dude.
So about the guy who had the story with the guy barging in on him in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had the same thing happen to me one time. And the guy barged in right after me. And I was like, hey, man, it's a one-person bathroom. The guy goes, hey, man, just shut up and pee. So I pulled it out and peed on his leg.
No, you didn't. Dude, that's how fights start.
It's fighting words.
You peed on him.
I absolutely
leg.
Did.
So how did he react when you peed on his leg?
He just started screaming and yelling. I was like, well, you said shut up and pee.
Jeez.
So you shut up
and that could have been a
you never know who you're going to
partially nude fight. You are very lucky it didn't go any further.
Some people have knives.
Well, yeah, some people
true.
Have more than knives.
Yes.
But I mean, some people are ready to fight.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you're going to pee on a guy's leg, you're ready to fight, right?
You're looking for trouble.
You're fine with it.
That's a very aggressive move.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine peeing on a man or having a man pee on me.
I can imagine it.
I can imagine it.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right. Just people have some etiquette in the John and, you know. Pull up your pants if you're going to put your pants down to the floor when you're taking a pee, go into a stall. No other guy needs to see that.
But pull up your pants out there.
Pull up your pants.
I've even
be human beings.
I've even gone to like where you're
about to sit down and go on the toilet or whatever, and you look down, you realize you can't even put your pants all the way down just because of the state of the ground.
Yeah, it's gross. Right. The
you know what I mean? Toilets?
Like on
sure.
a regular toilet.
You're deucing above lake urine.
Exactly. So many guys are animals in the bathroom. Man.
Well, like ours, we have every splash accessory you can have on a urinal. This thing is stacked, dude. It's got the Plinko thing. It's got the carpet. Like, it looks like home
got
base.
Got spikes.
No, it has everything going on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, this is odd. A new spa has opened up in Tennessee, like a massage place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's designed to have you feeling like you're at Hogwarts.
Why?
The famed school attended by Harry Potter and his friends.
Mm.
Of all places, Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, weird down there.
Where in Tennessee? Like, does it have...
It just says a Tennessee spa.
It's got to be. It's got
to
be.
We're going to listen to the story here, but it's... I don't know. It just struck me as
odd.
If I was going to open a Harry Potter spa, I don't know if Tennessee would be... Unless there's like there's a ton of Harry Potter fans there, but then they'd have to read them books.
Do you know?
They'd have to read all them books.
Just watch all the movies.
Movies. Yeah, just watch the movies.
Yeah.
Based on the movies. Do you know they made books of them movies? They make books of their movies.
Like after they just wrote it all down.
Ain't no pictures in them.
Yeah, I don't need it. I saw the movie. So here's the story of this spa. News Channel 5.
Can I tell you?
Listen. Right now is where I do my massage treatments.
Spa goers at Wand and Willow in Murfreesboro are surrounded by magic touches.
Kind of little elegant elements here and there, but with little touches, bow truckles here and there, nifflers and things like that kind of scattered around.
The tastefully decorated spa is, in fact, inspired by the Harry Potter series.
The tapestry that hangs on the wall in here is the same tapestry that's on the wall in the Gryffindor common room in the movies. I have the fat lady on the door when you enter in as well, which is, you know, the passcode to get into the common room. Little spells and potions everywhere.
Wendy Piedad is the owner and a huge Harry Potter fan.
It was very important to me to not have it be gimmicky and not completely just hit you in the face when you walked in like you're in a retail store or something. I wanted it very soothing and something that could cater to both Harry Potter fans and non-Harry Potter fans.
A lot of her customers have never been to a spa, but are intrigued by her concept and design.
And a lot of the diehard Harry Potter fans will come decked out in Harry Potter clothes, their house crest colors. I get a lot of first-time spa visitors, and they always feel just more in tune with themselves, happy, they've had their self-care, and that's really important to me.
In business for more than a year, Wand and Willow's owner says sharing her enthusiasm is a dream come true.
Just make everybody feel welcome and at home and let everybody believe that there's a little bit of magic inside of us, and that's what keeps people coming back.
In Murfreesboro, Hannah McDonald, News Channel 5.
I don't think you want to find the magic that's inside me.
Don't you think it's just going to be Harry Potter nerds looking to get jerked off?
I was gonna say, do they know the spell for a happy ending?
Happieth any of us.
Yes.
Thank you.
I just think it's going to be nerdy guys looking to get their wand tugged.
I don't even know if guys will go in there.
There's a lot of girls that are into Harry Potter.
Mostly women are into it, right?
Oh, no, there's a lot of guys into
it.
Yeah, but
dressing the robes.
Like, I saw the prices, and there's no way on earth I would do any of it for any of those prices.
It was like some of them were
$300
they're
in, like, Griffin coin or whatever that I don't know
That's
about.
Griffin coin.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I have no idea. I've never seen a Harry Potter movie. I've never read a book. It is the one nerdy thing that I stay
as far away from as I can. Was like, I didn't get in. It was near the end of it that I started, only because of my kids, that I started watching it.
Yeah.
And it was a great kind of series of movies to watch with your kids. I think there's like eight of them, right? You rarely get something like that.
Them,
so it was cool, and they got into it, and they wanted wands and stuff. And
every once in a while, I'll see like pub crawls that are Harry Potter themed. Running around, people in their Harry Potter outfits. That's a weird sect of nerddom to me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I feel like it's more females. I'm surprised this chick doesn't get a letter if she's going to go too close.
Oh,
to
yeah. Well, she doesn't call it. It's like themed,
she's careful,
right? It's not.
Yeah.
But she uses
the Gryffindor.
Yeah, like things. All the stuff on the inside. But that's just decoration, I guess. Yeah. You can't really get in trouble for decoration, but.
No, but if you go to, like, you know, we took our kids to the theme park, the Universal Studios that has the Harry Potter land. This was years ago, but still, I guess it's just insanity.
Yeah.
Like, people still, and it's been years since these movies were out.
Yeah.
But they still go crazy for it.
I did. It was like a year ago or something. I was wandering around and I saw like 100 Harry Potter people running around getting wasted.
Jeez.
I was like, my God.
I mean, I don't know why, but that, like, it disturbs me so much, but yet I could easily be a part of, you know, 100 Boba Fetts running around and...
Yeah, you're a nerd about it.
You know,
it's cooler.
You have the same nerd passion, I think. It's
100%.
Just with different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can relate to them on that level, you just can't relate to what they're passionate about.
Yeah, I just can't get into that. Like, I guess I don't understand...
It's like a Doctor Who to me.
...how you liked Harry Potter... More than you would have liked Lord of the Rings.
Seminus expellus. That's the spell they would ask for.
Seminus expellus.
Ingrossio my dong. Someone said they live right there in Murfreesboro, whatever it's called, and it's 4 miles from their house.
That's one of those weird town names where I think they met Murfreesboro, but everybody might have been too.
Murfreesboro.
You spell it
Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro.
You know what we mean.
Someone said, can you imagine how bad these people would probably smell going into this spa, especially the diehard nerds with no social interaction?
Get weird.
But they're not going, like, if you're a basement dwelling nerd, you're not going in into a spa.
No, I think
you're not dropping $240 on some.
Yeah.
Griffin's massage.
Someone said, this is stupid. Give me a Star Wars spa. I'll sign right up. Would you go to a Star Wars themed spa?
No, because like what?
Well, hold on.
You have to be in the spa game, I guess.
What if it's like all slave Leias?
Oh, wow.
That's a real weird.
It's more of a handjob spa.
That's a handjob spa. Though.
Yeah, but that's great.
Yeah. I don't think you'd be allowed.
Like, no, like, you think that they would shut it down.
They're real particular,
though. My God, Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they would not let. Unless it was a high-end, regular spa with a theme. They wouldn't let the lay a hand job spa
open. You could get yourself the rub of the hut. That's a good package.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah,
I like it. I think it would be great.
I do love this song.
I'll get the hand solo.
The Boba Feet.
Yeah, you definitely have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You could have some fun with it for sure. But
yeah,
slave Leia's giving you a massage.
I couldn't have that.
That's like the Hooters of massage places.
Just in case you'd be asking for trouble.
No, you don't want to do Hooters massage. Yeah, some wouldn't work. Okay, fine. Some wouldn't work. Hooters massage parlor.
Yeah.
Slave Leia's.
Maybe not work the best.
Hi, I'm here for my 2:30 again.
Oh, yeah, I would be crawling. You'd never get in there.
Mm-mm. Forehand solos.
Well.
It's hard to get those forehand solos at the same time.
Yeah, give me a rest in between, and then I want four of them right now.
I never really thought about themed spas before this, though. Like, I never thought of, you know, targeting a specific group of nerds people with it.
Listen, I guess my thing is, it seems, at least to me, people that are into theme stuff, are they the same people that are into spa stuff?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either. But
I think she's just like into
it. But maybe
she's into it. It's all about her.
Yeah, no, she's definitely into it. But like you said, if it's more female dominated, that particular nerddom thing, maybe it would work. yeah. right? Because women yeah. tend to be.
I probably wouldn't go to the Harry Potter spot.
No,
I can't see you being there.
No.
But even, like, you're not going to go to any, like, I'll Themes. Throw any name, like a Barbie spa. You're not going to go to Barbie spa. No. You're not going
to. Just going to go to a regular spa.
You're going to go to one that's, yeah. you know, got 5 stars and no one. Does anything wacko?
Someone said a Star Trek massage parlor. Well, we know Al Beck would be there, right?
Oh, my God,
are you kidding me?
You know, Al Beck was happy. He's so happy this morning he got MASH money. I did.
What does that mean?
Tell him, Al.
I don't know. Somebody from the promotions team left these these dollar bills for James and I. James was yours, like unicorns or something?
Yeah, I got $1 million unicorn book.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Were so you as excited?
Look at that.
Well, I was more weirded out because it was a mystery gift. And it's like, it just says from Jay. And I'm like, I don't know anybody that I know a Jason, but I don't know a Jay from the promo team. And I'm like, what am I going to have to do for this unicorn $1 million now? Someone's going to come up and be like, hey. I gave you that fake unicorn money.
Exactly. You never want
to pay the piper.
You never want to owe anyone.
MASH money.
Mine's MASH money. I'll do a lot of things.
What does it say on it? It just says MASH?
It's got the cast on it, like, instead of the presidential. Yes.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's very thoughtful of whoever the mystery person is who left
that. They know you're into that stuff. Yeah. So
you don't see a lot of MASH
items.
Themed. No, you don't. MASH themed
floating around
either.
These days.
That might be the worst spa.
MASH?
I've started a MASH themed spa.
Well, everyone's 112 or dead, so
Yes. Yeah. Jason, the Jew said, if you know me well enough, you know I'm not giving you money, not even fake money.
I was assuming a different Jason.
Yeah.
I knew you were out.
People are still coming up with ideas for, you know, the Star Wars massage spa. C-3P on you.
No,
that's not something I will pass on. That one
Was
it Lisa would go to the Thunder Down Under spa? No, she would.
No,
James
she would
might
not.
Go to the Thunder
James
Down Under spa.
Check it out. Let those hunks rub me down.
James doesn't care if a hunk is right on top of him, just digging his elbows into him. Whatever feels good at the end.
And I'm getting my $100 worth, so.
Yeah, absolutely. True.
Rub those shoulders.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've talked about something like this before, but this is new. There's a company called Shreddies that is making flatulence filtering underwear.
Okay.
We talked about them. They use a carbon lining so that it absorbs the smell of your gas and keeps it from stinking up a room.
Yeah.
But what happens if you want to wear some other underwear or pants and you don't want your farts to cause a scene?
Which is,
So that's why they've released a new product called the Carbonana. It's a mixture of the words carbon and banana. And it's pretty fitting because the Carbonana looks just like a banana. You slide it into your butt crack.
Oh, okay.
And then it eats the smell of any gas you pass. If you want to see what this looks like, there's a link up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so you can go check it out there. But this is it here.
Imagine walking around with a banana in your butt crack.
Like, imagine when you can't find your banana. You're like, have you seen my ass banana?
It's thin.
I'm on my way to church.
Yeah. It's thin. It is lined with carbon cloth. Comes in 2 colors. Covered in fabric, it's able to be washed and reused. But it shows you exactly how you use it.
You would for sure lose that.
I would misplace it all the time.
You'd lose your ass banana.
I can't even find my car keys.
And then I'd be like, James, it's in your ass already.
Imagine you're on a flight with somebody and their ass banana pops out of their leg and their pants.
Oh my God!
Oh, no.
Well, that's so embarrassing, right? Your ass banana falls out.
My
ass banana. At the end of a day, ass banana would be toxic.
You'd have to put it in one of those Ghostbusters.
I'd have to climb up on the washing machine and just knock it off in there.
You wouldn't be able to touch it.
No.
Well, think of how filthy they'd be, just covered in, so I mean, you know, your fecal particles.
Well, just that and sitting in your crack all day. That's nothing can sit in my crack all day.
All day. Oh, it'd be nasty and sweaty.
You just know it.
And wouldn't it make you more sweaty? Like, you're sealing up that natural crack.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did it take you? I don't know if James can hear you, but I wonder if it's like, if it'll take you a long time to, you know, get used to it. Yeah. Like, you know, girls wear thongs. They've worn thongs forever, you know, so I don't know. But, like, it's weird for a guy to have something go right up there.
Yeah.
They say this is especially good for flying because the pressure in planes causes swelling of the gases in the body, and that causes people to fart more or to get more gas. So they say that that's when they really would come in handy if you wanted to wear them on a plane.
I wish people would wear them on a plane.
Yeah,
frankly.
You're right. They should hand out ass bananas while you board.
Ass bananas.
Put your ass bananas.
You want nuts, cookies, or ass banana?
They say
take the ass banana.
They say tell on them.
Yeah, brand them. They say it could be a game changer for air travel.
Because people are like cutting it loose in there with no care in the world.
I couldn't tell if people were just generally nasty or if that. So there is some science behind it. It's a pressure thing.
It's a pressure thing.
Yeah.
Because I was always like, man, I'm just basking in farts here, man.
You know what, though? I mean, I know it's a pressure thing, but I just suck it up.
I've never farted on a plane.
I totally agree. I've definitely had pressure.
I've had to fart.
Yeah. I've had air pressure, I've held on to it.
I've got a few loose. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. James.
Man.
James, how long did it take you to get used to wearing like a thong? The feeling?
After wearing it a few times, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Like, it was real weird the first time you guys throw me out in public with that bad boy on.
Right.
But then, I would think the ass banana would be much different than a thong.
Yeah, because like the ass banana's got some like girth and stuff to it. Like the man thong is just a little strip of fabric. You can barely tell it's there unless you actually go to fart. And then you're like, you got a bit of a muffler on your behold.
Yeah.
The ass banana is like, that's going to go in and kind of like take up space between your cheeks.
Yeah, you know it's there.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd fart it right out of your butt crack like one of those footballs you'd make with the paper and the triangle.
It's good.
Oh, man.
It's good.
Yeah. I hope not.
It's a new sport.
Like that thing would
play that one in study hall.
Car banana.
I don't know. I'm all for farts being dissipated in some way.
We're not anywhere near where we need to be. It's not like the flying cars thing.
They are suggesting you put it in after you've cleared security.
Well, yeah.
So, like, don't shove it in your ass before you leave home. If you're going to wear this on a plane, like, go into the bathroom.
Yeah, because they'll be like, what?
Well, the ass bomb.
Ass bomb! Yeah. Ass bomb! Well, something looks like it's hidden between your butt crack.
Right. They're going to be like, you've got
a
drug banana.
A check. You got to check your butt.
Yeah, we got to check your butt now.
That's a good way
to
get it.
It's just my ass banana.
It's full of drugs.
Just my ass banana. Just my butt banana. Just for stopping farts.
You a mule?
I think my farts would blow right past this thing like it's not even there.
Oh, you think you'd be able to destroy the ass banana?
It would graze the sides, right?
Oh, yeah.
It would just split a fart is all it would do.
That's what I'm worried about.
It would double the fart.
If you want to get serious about it.
I don't know. I think if you shoved it in there correctly.
It's got to go in.
Not in your beehole, but it's got to go definitely.
You want to get serious.
That's the only way to stop it.
You guys want to get serious about this?
Like a dam.
Yeah. like a male hygiene product.
Mm-hmm. I bet it doesn't work.
I don't think it would.
The fart tampon.
You get so confident. Yes,
the fart tampon.
You get a little too confident.
Yeah. You're ripping them. Like Chuck has his ass banana in on the plane next to me and he thinks he's all good and he's ripping it and it smells like death.
Like I'm telling you right now, like I'll eat chili one night. I'll have some crazy bread. We'll get an ass banana. We'll put it in and then I'll come in here. I bet you guys know
I was up
to no good.
Dude, we can't do that.
But I'll tell you, if I ate all that stuff and put it in and then tried it and there was nothing, I'd come in here like the whole world was changed.
Yeah. You'd want to scream it from the rooftops.
I really would. Like, I really would, because that's incredible.
I'd give you the old sniff test.
Like, I know you would.
Don't even smell an ounce of fart.
I told you.
The fart banana.
Wow, this is crazy. They have a whole section called ladies' flatulence. You're the model that has to pose for the lady fart
panties.
She
had no idea when she took that photo.
It's just like a lingerie ad, but it's fart panties.
She had no idea.
Look at my shreddies. They're going to be like the next American Eagle.
Briefs, high waist briefs, undershorts. Oh, there's even flatulence pajamas. You can get ladies' fart PJs.
That's so nice.
Fart jeans. Wow, they got all sorts of stuff.
That poor girl is going to be the fart girl for the rest of her career.
And she didn't get paid a lot.
No, she
can't. Look how excited that guy is.
That's exactly
fart underwear.
Listen, if I farted after that regimen of things and I smelled nothing, I would jump and kick my legs up in the air like an old school Toyota ad.
You can't smell them.
Yeah, that's exactly me.
Men's flatulence.
Yeah, it's a crazy.
Oh, man. Where's your flatulent section?
Where's your flatulent section? There's a cushion you can sit on.
Oh, this is
now that would work. That would work, you guys, don't you think? If you were able to put, it looks like just a comfortable seat cushion that old people use.
Yeah,
but really, it's your fart cushion.
Why isn't every chair made out of this?
Yeah,
but if you fart in that thing all day. What do you got to put it in like a Ghostbusters thing where you unleash all the ghosts?
Or like when you take it outside and bend it in half right. And it like releases all of the parts?
You got to release all of the parts.
I don't know.
It says a machine washable cover.
Yeah, because the charcoal stuff probably just lasts for a certain amount of time. You put charcoal inside fish tanks too and it cleans the water and takes things out, but it lasts for only a certain amount of time, then you got to replace it. So I'm assuming you got to replace the... There's only so many farts
it can handle. Let's say it can be used at home, work, on the go, in your car, too. Oh, they should have used it in that rental car I had where I sat down and it smelled like farts every time I sat on the seat because someone has just been blasted in it, I believe.
Yeah, those farts were entombed.
Yeah, they were. But if they had had a fart cushion down,
yeah,
would have saved us all. All right, a new study suggests that rich people do this more than poor people when it comes to making out. What do you think it is?
What are they into?
Rich people do this more than poor people when it comes to making out.
Have drinks brought to them. I don't know.
I don't know. French kiss?
You got it.
Oh.
Really? French kiss.
Jesus.
People with higher levels of income French kiss their partners more often.
I call that the Dave.
Hey.
I call a lot of things the Dave.
Yeah, you do. And they shouldn't be called the Dave. Can I just say that? They shouldn't be called
the Dave. If I said, I'm doing the Dave, Ember's like, which one?
All right. Okay.
He calls a lot of things the Dave.
I do.
They say... the environments we live in related to differences in the form of romantic intimacy, and it's been tied to income. French kissing is done more in environments where people have more to fall back on.
So weird.
That is weird.
What a weird thing.
I guess it's like, we got no worries, let's French.
Yeah.
We're not worried about making money, I'm just going to shove my tongue down your throat.
It's weird.
I don't know what the connection is.
It is.
No idea.
No.
This did not apply to any other forms of romantic intimacy, like hugging, cuddling, or sex.
Yeah.
There was just something unique about French kissing and income levels that stood out in this worldwide survey. On average, women tend to value the quality of kissing more than men. They broke down the essential characteristics of a good kiss into two main components. The first was the general experience of a partner's body odor and breath. That's hugely important. Mm-hmm. The second major component of a good kiss, the physical sensation of contact and the related physical techniques used during the kiss. Well, if you kiss me and put your hand down my pants, then yes, that creates
that's why guys care less.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I know how to pick up Dave.
It's an easy move. It's an easy move.
French kiss him and put my hand down his pants.
Yeah.
I'm in.
The old kissing grip.
Yep.
Works well.
Ooh.
Oh, it lets me know you're in.
Well.
You're a fine kisser, m'lady.
No, it's your kiss.
We're simple. We're simple creatures.
Yeah, we definitely are. Super simple creatures. But they where this really was highlighted the most, which is funny, Chuck, is Scotland. That's where they saw the biggest... Like
that's right. Only
French
the
kissers
most, versus... only the most wealthy of Scots.
French kiss.
I'm rich, so I'm gonna stick my tongue in your throat.
So, Randy, you don't have a lot of money, but you think you know why this is the way it is.
Yes, sir.
And what?
So, it's the hygiene. If you think about it, whenever you're poor, you can't afford good hygiene.
Mm.
But when you're rich, you can't afford great hygiene.
Well, and
anybody, I'm telling you from experience, you better buy hygiene. You ain't getting frenched.
Yeah, and that is true. And you can tell,
that's,
like,
that's
a,
what everyone's saying,
like,
right?
A rich, like, yeah, a rich girl, you know, like, you can tell, like, their teeth are always real, almost perfect,
mm-hmm,
all the time. Totally white teeth, like, clean, you know, clean,
mm-hmm,
nails taken care of, like toenails, yeah, like you can just tell they're going to be put together. And if
it
it's like, if
a
you
lot to be a real pretty girl,
it costs a lot to go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it do.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I just clicked over to the text message there, and that's what everyone's saying. Tooth decay, man. Dentists are expensive.
Yeah.
Cleaner mouths. Rich people have better dental insurance. All that. Is coming
up here. I'm going to be honest. There will be no Frenching of tooth decay.
No, my God, no. Hells no.
Nope. Nope.
No, that definitely would shut it down.
Yeah.
So that's a good correlation.
Yeah.
Better dental hygiene equals more tongues in there.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Every time.
Right?
Yeah.
You clean it, we'll put a tongue in it.
We're talking everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So true.
You clean it, we'll put a tongue in it.
Yep. All of it.
Earth. Welcome to Earth.
Yeah.
You clean it, we'll
Humans.
Put a tongue in it.
Yeah.
There's French kissing, by the way, is a, it's kind of a science. You know, because I've been on the receiving end of some bad French kissing.
A bad kiss is terrible.
That'll shut down French kissing for good,
mm-hmm,
with that person.
You can tell that it's going to be bad sex if you have a bad kiss.
Yeah. Yes. You almost choke to death on someone's
like,
tongue.
Why did you do me? How are you biting me? Stupid teeth.
Wow, you're in for it. If they're biting your face all up, then you know you're in big trouble.
It's a funny thing.
Yeah, no,
you gotta be good at it.
Years and years ago, younger Dave, had a bad experience with a French kisser. Like, you know when you panic when you can't get air?
Yeah.
That's
you
what
think
I
you
was,
could breathe?
You're being waterboarded.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like,
yeah.
Tell us the secrets, Dave.
You're trying to play it cool, but you're trying not to panic?
Yeah.
I had somebody came at me all teeth.
Like, oh, no.
It's like, eesh, no.
I know.
If you're going to use teeth there, where else are you going to use teeth?
Right.
Teeth.
All teeth are no good.
Yeah, teeth
in a
is,
lot of places.
Teeth is, ooh, that's too much teeth.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, sorry guys, but according to a new survey, men are more afraid of bugs than women.
I hate some bugs, I really do.
Are you one of those guys, ladies, if you want to rat out your guy, did he have one of these moments that you just couldn't believe he was afraid of that? You can reach us for just a few minutes here. 1-855-954-6969. What are you man enough to admit you're more afraid of when it comes to bugs and stuff than your lady? And ladies, sell out your guy. 1-855-954-6969. Researchers found 32% of guys say they are very scared of bugs.
Yeah.
Only 22% of women said that.
Bugs don't scare me as much as like spiders and arthropods or whatever.
Yeah, but I tend to, if something has wings...
I don't like a wing thing.
I'm not very fond of it.
I had a praying mantis fly right at me. That's terrifying, dude.
That's no good, right?
I mean, it's a crazy thing to see. He's making eye contact with me.
Yeah, and then he just...
like, and then they fly fast. You forget they fly.
Yeah.
Jason the Jew, he's going to sell himself out here. Jason, you're one of these guys.
Jason.
I'm the worst of these guys, I think.
You are, really?
We've been walking in the woods before, and like a bee has flown by my head, and I take off and leave her in the dust. for dead.
You just start
you
running.
You abandon your wife and flee just to be dude.
Well, like I told her, I'm like, if it's going to happen. So she's like, I don't believe you. And one day, I it was probably like 100 yards. I ran and looked back and was like, oh my God, she'd be dead if something really was happening, you know?
Yeah.
I left her back there.
Oh, wow.
That's how you hurt your hand, wasn't it? A bug?
Yeah, I think
was it wasps
was,
or
right?
bees or something?
Well, that was a wasp. I was trying to be tough for that. And
yeah.
I put my hand back through a single pane glass, which I'm just a moron, you know?
Yes, well.
I was trying to be tough, and that's what happens. I overcompensated a little bit.
Yeah, and then you were devastated.
Yeah, you were super tough.
Yeah, but she takes care of all the stuff inside. You know, but she, like, catches them and releases them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because she's a lovely soul.
Yeah.
Catch
yeah.
and release.
Yes, totally get that. Will she grab a spider? She'll just grab, like, a spider with her hands. I've seen people do
that. Well, she, like, puts it in a jar, and I'm like, I'm not on anything to do with it, you know?
I'm always amazed at people that'll just walk up, like, go up to a spider and just, like, pinch it softly and, like, pick it up like that.
Yeah,
and, like,
that's
take
crazy.
It outside.
I've done that.
Before. I'm like, no.
I really don't have.
I mean, it with a napkin.
Tissue.
Roaches. I wouldn't pick up a roach. They're just
No.
Dirty.
I thought of I thought of raising them.
I'm going to answer the phones. Goodbye.
All right, okay. Bye,
see
bye.
You, Jason.
Bye, bye. No, I thought about raising roaches because they're a good thing
raising
to feed.
Roaches.
Feed for your
feed like lizards and stuff. I got a lizard. I got to buy crickets all the time. I thought about raising crickets. But it's just, there's a smell associated with raising bugs that's just unbelievably
roaches
bad.
Roaches are the worst things.
Oh, roaches.
Yeah. They're so creepy.
Like those big Madagascar roaches or like even just little roaches, any kind
of
roach.
I don't like a roach. Yeah. I mean, I'm not like terrified of them. I just think they're dirt. Like they're really nasty. Like I don't want them. Like I see some big ones in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Some big ass roaches out on the streets.
There's a lot of bugs I actually deal with. Obviously, I raise ants. So I have all the ants.
Yeah.
And I don't mind ants crawling on me.
Ants
it's fine.
Don't creep me out.
Just, like, I am terrified of the ones that sting.
Yeah.
And, I don't want to be stung by an ant. But,
No.
I have to deal with mealworms and superworms.
I don't like those things very much. But I don't like, can handle one bug, but I can't handle, like, a swarm of bugs. One time I have, like, a memory of being a kid and opening a mailbox, and it was swarming with those earwigs. I was like, that's a nightmare.
Hard pass, yeah.
Does anybody know that happened?
Someone said, as an exterminator, I can verify this. I have literally seen grown-ass men standing on tables because they saw a silverfish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's a silverfish. Come on, pussy.
Silverfish!
What is that?
What is scary? Those are like those house centipedes.
Yeah, but they're tiny little fin.
Not scary at all.
I don't find a silverfish is that's that little thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I always found like that was like a cousin of the earwig.
But they almost turn to, like, dust, right? Like, I feel like they're real easy to kill.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different
They're attracted
thing,
to water, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll see them in the bath.
They'll come up
you'll
through a drain
those.
Or something.
I always feel like they're, like, the cousin of an earwig.
I must be thinking of the house centipede, then. Those are terrible.
Those suck.
Got all those spikes.
I've seen some that thing. Yeah, look at that thing. You ever see one in a bathtub? It's, like, 3 feet long? I have.
Yeah.
You got to drown it.
I'd kill them, no problem.
You got
to
drown
them to death.
Problem with them is
they're so quick. I don't like a bug that's super fast. I like a slow mover.
Yeah, I like a slow mover.
But anything that jumps, like there are certain spiders that will jump.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I don't like a jumping spider.
Someone said, I saw a horseshoe crab on the beach in Florida once. I went running and screaming like a little girl. My girlfriend at the time just stood there staring at me like, what the F, dude?
It's funny, like crabs, all those things, none of that bothers me.
Mm-mm. They're like big spiders, too.
I know.
That's
like
crazy.
The two, the hermit crabs I have, they are. They're very spider-like.
Walk on the beach at night.
Yeah.
They are all around you.
Right. Yeah. They're hilarious to me, the way crabs act. But then there's those big Japanese crabs that have like leg spans that are like,
I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't want to like encounter one.
They're as tall as men, 6 feet sometimes.
Yeah, I don't need that.
6 foot crab. Don't nobody want that.
This guy said potato bugs are brutal.
Potato
bugs are nothing.
They're the easiest bug to encounter, I think. Well, other than the ladybug.
I feel like ladybugs. Like, hey,
meow. Yeah.
Well, think about it. Ladybug lands on people and they're like, yay! Like, they think it's like we have a good luck thing.
Right.
I know.
I'm
a ladybug.
This guy said, I'm a bigger guy, but I will put Usain Bolt's 40 to shame if there's a bee flying near me.
A bee.
These guys are really
scared.
Afraid
of bees. Seems like.
I'm inches away from having my own beehive.
I don't like a wasp more than a bee. A bee doesn't freak me out. A bee, I'm like, you on your way to make some honey?
I have like a healthy respect. I don't run away from them, but I'm like, I'll give all those things their own, like their distance, you know?
Sarah's with us in Troy. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Talking about this new survey that shows men are more afraid of bugs than women.
Yeah. So actually, I didn't have to do anything with a bug. I work in an office / showroom, and we had a customer came in. This guy's like 6'4", and he tells all the girls, we're all like all women in the office. And this guy comes in, and he's like, you guys have a snake in your showroom. And we all run out. Everyone, including the 6'4" dude, is too afraid to touch it. So me, in high heels, I go, I grab it, and I take it out of the office, and I had to like go and put it in the bag and the high grass and everything.
The only thing with snakes,
that's
me
pretty bold
is
for
that,
a woman too.
I don't know. Like I've never picked a snake up. So I wouldn't know, like, if I picked one up or my arm's long enough that it won't, like, come and bite me. I don't know what any
snake handling techniques.
I don't know. Like, I can't look at a snake and say, oh, that one is fine. It's not poisonous.
Right behind the head, I think.
Yeah.
I was so mad when Dave brought those snakes in. When I had those snakes come in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were.
That was a misstep.
That was a misstep.
Miguel's in Chicago.
She liked the kittens better.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Hey, Miguel, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Dave.
Yes, how are you?
Good. I'm changing my name to Miguel from Chicago. I don't care what you say, but you know who I am.
Yep.
Yes, we do. Yeah,
he's
up
Miguel from Chicago.
It's the naked Mexican guy.
Yeah, of course it is. Are you afraid of bugs?
Well, I'm afraid of hamsters, because basically hamsters and rats are the same thing to me.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend will bring a hamster home, and she'll be like, oh, look at it, come play with it. I'm like, get it away. She'll be looking at me like, you sissy.
Yeah. Stella has all the creatures, right? Like,
right.
Stella has all the creatures.
I'm not a big fan of the creatures.
She's got the hamsters. She has guinea pigs. I don't like a guinea pig.
They're loud.
They've got claws.
Because basically, rats and hamsters are like the same thing to me. So I'm like, get it away.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Miguel, thanks for calling in, man. You
thanks,
have a good
man.
Day.
Like a rodent.
Thank you.
See ya.
Yeah, they're all rodents, really.
Yeah,
they are all rodents. Yeah. I don't like a rodent. I'm not like terrified of them, but I don't want them in my house intentionally.
And a guinea pig will bite you, man. It'll bite you.
Big teeth.
Yeah.
Don't they stink?
They can.
Yeah,
I think
they
it's can.
Their it's,
chips,
their, it's their cage. You got to stuff their cage in. Clean.
Adam's
anything
in Tampa.
Stinks. Anything you have stinks.
How you doing, Adam?
How you doing, man? All righty. Hey, you're talking about ladybugs?
Yes.
Ladybugs will bite you.
I know, but we don't ever think of that.
We don't have that same reaction.
Yeah, we don't ever think of it.
Yeah, I've been bitten by them.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it actually hurts a little bit. I'm here in Florida, right here in Brandon. I missed y'all guys yesterday. Wish I could have seen you.
Oh, yeah, man. We had a good time down there.
Thanks, man.
But you were too busy getting bitten by ladybugs and screaming like a girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't
know. That was better than getting by male bugs.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling.
Well, you know, there's ladybugs
and male bugs. Yeah,
you're worried about that.
It is hilarious that ladybugs are all, like, they can be dudes, too. And he's just like, I'm sick of you, dude. I'm biting you. I'm going to bite you right in your
leg. Blessed ladybug.
I'm a male ladybug.
Someone said, made my pregnant wife track down and kill a house centipede while my army veteran self hid in the other room.
Oh, my God.
Another said, my ex saw a spider in our house. He tried to shoot it with his BB gun, put a bunch of holes in the wall. Didn't kill the spider, though.
Very stupid.
A couple of my buddies have these amazing salt guns.
Oh, yeah.
He has one. Yeah. Those things are awesome. Like, something will land, like a fly will land, and you can just shoot it with salt.
Never heard of that.
Oh, it's awesome.
Salt gun,
Lise. They're pretty sweet.
Casey, how you doing?
Yeah. Doing well. How are you?
Good. You want to sell out your ex-boyfriend?
I do.
what was he a pussy when it came to what kind of bug?
It was a house centipede, but like the huge ones with some thousand legs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it just terrified him?
Don't blame him. We were at my parents' house, my papa's house, and had no room to sleep, so we had to make like a bed on the floor. But the fireplace, so we had a fire going. Next thing you know, you saw a centipede run down the fireplace, and it went across the wood floor, and it disappeared in the blankets on the floor. Mm. You've never seen a grown man jump up so fast and scream like a girl. It was the funniest thing. Well, then it so happens he trips over the chair, though, and he smacked his head on the wall, and he ended up having to get 5 stitches in his head.
Oh, my God. Because of his centipede. You've got to lose a little bit of respect for your man when that happens, right?
That hamster, he's an ex now.
Well, yeah. There you go. That explains it. And come on. Like, guys, keep it together.
I think the real test of this would be if someone took whatever kind of bug it is and then, like, put it on you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, to me, I'm cool with most bugs at a distance. But if the second you cross that thing where we're like, okay, well, we're going to start putting these bugs on you.
Yeah.
And we'll see, like, which bugs you don't mind.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, a potato bug or a pill bug, you put that on me, I'm going to be fine. You know, but...
Spider,
centipede. You put a centipede on my arm, I don't know what I'm doing.
I think your initial fear reaction with those is an evolutionary thing.
Hmm. It just seems creepy.
Ancient man used to have to fear certain spiders.
Yeah.
So they make us all creepy now.
Yeah.
Cody's in Fort Myers. You'll admit you're more afraid of bugs than your lady, Cody.
Yes. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What really gets you?
Well, when I first moved down to Fort Myers down here to Florida, they've got cockroaches, but they call them palmetto bugs. And one was crawling out of the toilet, and I didn't know that they could fly. So I'm midstream. I see it coming over the edge, and then it flies up at me. So I ended up backing up into a towel rack and just peeing all over.
Yeah, a flying cockroach, not enjoyable.
Yeah, that's
awesome. So the palmetto bug, it's called the Florida woods cockroach. That's what it is there. Typically grows to 30 to 40 millimeters.
Palmetto bug sounds so much nicer than
that's why they called it that because they could say I have a palmetto bug issue at my home.
Right.
What's the problem there? Yeah, it doesn't sound like you know
I have a roach problem.
I'm a palmetto bug.
Oh. I'm a palmetto bug.
Hello. Dad, just going to fly on by you there.
It does sound nicer.
And Justin, one more call. Hey, Justin, good morning, man.
Rich people. Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? You are an exterminator, but you have an issue?
Yeah, man, I can't stand the sound of those freaking yellow jacket beehives, the big circle ones in the trees. When you poke them with the chemicals and you start putting that stuff in there, that sound, man.
Yeah. So what, like they get so upset?
Oh, I fell off a ladder, man. It was like a 12-foot ladder. Just like, jumped. I didn't even care. It was like the first time I went to go do it. I was like, man, you guys put me up to some crazy stuff in this industry, man.
Yeah.
So, but you have to deal with it, right? Because that's stuff that you get calls about.
It's his job.
Exactly. And I got to keep my clients happy or they're not happy, you know? You got to keep everybody happy. And that means me being, I got to deal with like raccoons, mice, all that stuff. Like, buddy with the hamster. That's nothing.
Hamster's nothing. Put a raccoon.
What's the worst thing you've had to deal with, Justin?
The worst thing I've had to deal with is I was working underneath the trailer, and the guy told me that the raccoon was gone. I was cutting out all the insulation, and I nailed him, and he came out at me, and I'm in a confined space. And I have nowhere to go.
Oh, my God. Hand-to-hand raccoon combat.
His head went around 3 times. Needless to say, he didn't make it.
No.
Right.
You just got to... It's me or him.
If it's me or him, sorry.
There's no time for fight, it's all... Or there's no time for flight, it's all fight.
Yeah.
Right. If you're trapped in an enclosed area with a deadly raccoon, that raccoon's got to go.
That's like a deadly raccoon.
I think my favorite thing I ever learned on this show is that not all exterminators are very brave.
I know. And I actually like it.
I do too.
Like, I would love a show of just exterminators that are afraid.
We did that, I think. Oh, you mean like a TV show?
Like a TV show.
Yeah, I remember we took calls. We talked to our exterminators.
But I would watch it. We're like, okay.
Skittish exterminators.
Yeah.
Tonight on Skittish Exterminators.
You know, like, Big Kev has to go inside.
He's like, man, there's spiders everywhere in there. I do not like it.
That's a great show, Skittish Exterminators.
Big Kev hates them spiders. We're going to send them in.
Oh, I don't like your eyes, man.
I like it.
I would watch that.
I would too. Absolutely.
Skittish exterminators.
Yeah. I love it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.